The purpose of this audio recording is to familiarize you with the vocalizations of the Southwestern Willow Flycatcher. It is not intended to be used as a survey tape. Neither is it an exhaustive cataloging of the vocal repertoire of the flycatcher. Its sole purpose is to help you to recognize and identify the most common willow flycatcher vocalizations as you would hear them in the field. This recording is produced by the USGS Colorado Plateau Research Station at Northern Arizona University in cooperation with the Arizona Game and Fish Department and the Bureau of Reclamation. None of the material which you will hear is copyrighted, and you may reproduce and distribute copies of this tape at will. Most often characterized in field guides as a sneezy Fitzbugh, this is the primary song of all willow flycatchers. If you hear this song clearly in the field, you have made a positive identification of the species. In fact, the song is the only vocalization of the willow flycatcher that is considered positive verification of identity for purposes of standard surveys. Be aware, however, that all willow flycatcher subspecies sing during spring migration as well as on the breeding grounds. A singing willow flycatcher heard during migration in the Southwest is not necessarily a Southwestern willow flycatcher. You may have noticed another vocalization which is sometimes heard in conjunction with the Fitzbugh, and thus may be considered an element, though less common, of the song repertoire. In the following recording from the Kern River Preserve in Southern California, listen for the rising brit at the beginning and again between Fitzbughs. There is considerable variety in the song of the willow flycatcher. Individual songs may exhibit noticeable differences in duration, speed, pitch, and overall character. Here is a bird recorded from Grand Canyon along the Colorado River. Here is a bird recorded in Dolores, Colorado. This willow flycatcher song was recorded in the Verde Valley in Arizona. Female willow flycatchers also sing, and their song may sound identical to the male song. This known female was recorded along the lower San Pedro River in Arizona. In addition to songs, willow flycatchers also make call notes. The most commonly heard of these is the whit. Over the course of the breeding season, songs tend to diminish in frequency and whits tend to increase. Late in the breeding season, the song may not be heard at all. The whit is considered a communication call between paired birds and is also used as an alarm call, as when a predator or human gets near an active nest. As with the song, there is considerable variety among whits. These mellow liquid whits were recorded in southern Utah. By contrast, these whits were recorded in the Verde Valley in central Arizona. The following whits were in response to the presence of a brown-headed cowbird. This recording was made in Grand Canyon beside the Colorado River. Another call with which you should become familiar is the wheel call. Heard most often in the vicinity of a nest, it is not known what this call is intended to communicate. The wheel call is not heard as commonly as the fitzbew or the whit, but it may in some instances be the only vocalization you hear to alert you to the presence of the species, particularly late in the season. Here are two recordings containing wheels, the first recorded in Dolores, Colorado, and the second in the Verde Valley. Finally, there is a highly variable set of vocalizations which are sometimes termed interaction calls. These often occur spontaneously between flycatchers and even between willow flycatchers and other species. Perhaps the most common type of interaction call is a high-pitched warbling trill heard here from a bird along the lower San Pedro River. Various squeaks and squeals, which may occur in times of excitement or stress, may also be categorized as interaction calls. Here is a vocal interaction between a mated pair of flycatchers recorded in Grand Canyon. The remainder of this tape consists of a series of southwestern willow flycatcher vocalizations recorded across the Southwest between 1993 and 1996. Happy surveying!